Friday mornings, we end our busy week in a fun way with Bill Melberg, University of Illinois alum and political satirist and humorist. Learn more about Bill at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. It's always good to be with all of you on Connect FM.
Well, it's always great to have you, buddy. Connect FM here, Bill, because it's always good to take a fun look at the news. Man, it's heavy out there, and we need to wrap up each week here on Connect FM in a fun way with you.
Well, Stevie and Diane, this week's news sort of echoed last week's news. Donald Trump is still talking about President Obama's birth certificate, or lack thereof. Mm-hmm. President Obama is still talking about Congressman Ryan's budget plan, and the political battles rage on and on. But as you know, the political battles in this country often revolve around the so-called culture war. And that was certainly the case this week. So I thought we might look at a couple of skirmishes in the culture war during the past few days, including a fight over what to call Easter eggs in Seattle, and a ruckus over what sort of games kids can play at summer camps in New York. But first, I understand we have a special guest on our Connect FM VIP line.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. We have Janet Napolitano, the Secretary of Homeland Security, on the phone with us now to talk about the changes in the terrorism alert system. Specifically, we want to ask her about the replacement of the color code alerts at our nation's airports. And a good morning to Madam Secretary.
Good morning, Stevie.
Is this Secretary Napolitano?
Yes, it is. It's good to be with you.
Is this really Janet Napolitano?
Yes, it is. Is there a problem?
Not at all, ma'am, but for a moment there, I thought this was Will Ferrell impersonating Janet Reno. At any case, thank you for joining us this morning, Madam Secretary. I know your time is short. So let me just ask you about the new threat alert system at our nation's airports. Perhaps you could explain the old system versus the new system and why you made the change.
I'd be happy to, Stevie. First of all, the old color code system created by George Bush wasn't specific. There were five colors, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. Who knew what any of them meant?
Well, I assume red was like a red alert in Star Trek. It meant there was imminent danger or imminent threat.
Well, that's true. But my system says there's an imminent threat. We have five levels. Level one, don't worry, be happy. Level two, keep your eyes open. Level three, uh-oh. Level four, elevated threat. And level five, imminent threat.
So what do those levels actually mean?
Well, don't worry, be happy means everything's all right. Keep your eyes open means don't fall asleep. Uh-oh means you're getting weary. Elevated threat means you'd better get some coffee. And imminent threat means you're starting to doze off, stand up and walk around, open a window, get some fresh air, pop a no-doze into your mouth.
Wait a minute, madam. What do those things have to do with terrorist alerts at airports?
Oh, these alerts aren't for terrorists, Stevie. These alerts are for air traffic controllers to prevent them from falling asleep. And right now, that seems to be the biggest threat at America's airports.
Well, thank you, Madam Secretary, for explaining the new system, and I sure hope it works.
Well, thank you, Stevie. Stay in touch, and bye for now.
Wow. Janet Napolitano sure sounds like Will Ferrell imitating Janet Reno. In any case, we now move to the first battle in this week's culture war. This one revolves around an order from some bureaucrat in New York about what sort of games kids can and cannot play at summer camp. But before we discuss that story with our next guests, let's listen to what summer camps used to be, like as depicted by Alan Sherman in this famous song.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining. I went hiking with Joe Spivey. He developed poison ivy. You remember Leonard Skinner. He got ptomaine poisoning last night after dinner. All the counselors hate the waiters. And the lake has alligators. And the head coach wants no sissies. So he reads to us from something called Ulysses. Now I don't want, this should scare you, but my bunkmate has malaria. You remember Jeffrey Hardy. They're about to organize a searching party. Take me home, oh Marafada, take me home. I hate Granada, don't leave me out in the forest where I might get eaten by a bear. Take me home, I promise I will not make noise or mess the house with others. Boys, oh please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mutta, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mata Fata, kindly disregard this letter.
For all these years, still funny. This song's still funny after all those years. I bet a lot of kids and grown-up kids can relate to Alan Sherman's lyrics. Perhaps some of these former campers were among the bureaucrats in New York State this week who outlawed what they described as dangerous games at summer camps. Games such as Steal the Bacon and Dodgeball. And they banned wiffle balls and wiffle ball bats, too. Here to talk about summer camps and dangerous games are the two gentlemen who have become known on this program for playing point-counterpoint, Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona and Democratic Congressman Barney Frank of Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen. And from Benghazi, Libya, good morning, Mr. McCain.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend.
Good morning, Senator McCain. And Congressman Frank, can you hear me all right?
I hear you loud and clear as always, Stevie.
Well, Senator McCain and Congressman Frank, what are your thoughts about summer camps and the games kids play at them? Are they too dangerous, as the bureaucrats in the state of New York claim, or is this all much to do about nothing?
Well, Stevie, my friend, I think summer camps are great, and I think sports are great. They help teach young boys and girls about teamwork and about survival. Plus, they have fun doing it. Baseball, basketball, hiking, fishing, camping, swimming, plus morning exercise and plenty of fresh air. These are the things that help turn today's youngsters into tomorrow's citizens and into great Americans.
Congressman Frank, is that what you think of when you think about summer camp?
No, Stevie, I think of the mean, nasty little boys who used to bully me when I was at summer camp just because I was a little bit overweight. And I think about the dangerous games we used to play. Games like dodgeball, steal the bacon, and wed wova. Plus, there were all sorts of bugs and spiders and snakes and flies and mosquitoes. I hated summer camp. And just like Alan Sherman, the first thing I did when I got to summer camp was to call my mother and father and beg them to pick me up and take me home. So I can appreciate the new guidelines that they're setting for summer camps in New York. I wish we had them in Massachusetts when I was a little boy.
Senator McCain, what was your experience at summer camp?
Well, Stevie, as you know, I was a Navy brat. My father and grandfather were both famous admirals, and we were stationed all over the world when I was a boy. So I welcomed the chance to go back home to America for summer camp. especially to the Double R Bar Ranch run by Roy Rogers and Dale Evans in Montana. I had a wonderful time riding horses, rounding up cattle, and enjoying the great outdoors and big sky country.
Wow, that sounds like it was a lot of fun. Were you sad when it was time to leave?
I certainly was, my friend. But all the youngsters gathered around a campfire on our last night at the Double R Bar Ranch, and Roy and Dale started singing. Yes, I was sad to leave, Stevie, but I enjoyed many a happy trail until we met again the following summer. And unlike Congressman Frank, I think the bureaucrats in New York who are trying to stop the fun at summer camps are a bunch of, well, as we said when I was a kid, a bunch of rat finks. And I hope I don't get in trouble for saying that on the air, but that's what they are, rat finks.
Well, Senator McCain, Congressman Frank, I'm afraid that's all the time we have this morning, so I wish you happy trails until we meet again. I hope the both of you keep smiling. Until then, and now, it's time for some happy commercials. Joining us now from Houston, Texas, is former President George H.W. Bush, a.k.a. Bush Sr. or 41. And, Mr. President, as you know, an elementary school district in Seattle this past week sent out an order that there was no one was to utter the words Easter or eggs in school, as Easter eggs are said to be too religious, and the district officials want to enforce secularism to the max. So the children were decorating spring spheroids in their classroom this week.
Well, actually, Stevie, I think they're calling them spring oblate spheroids since eggs are oblate. In any case, it's good to be here this morning. And I might add, kids in Texas this week aren't worried about enforcing secularism, since Governor Perry has asked everyone in the Lone Star State to pray for rain to end our drought and stop the wildfires that have been causing so much damage.
Our prayers are with you, with the Texans, too, of course, this weekend, Mr. President. And I take it you don't approve of youngsters coloring spring oblate spheroids in Seattle.
Height of political correctness, absolutely ridiculous. I mean, hey, we didn't have spring oblate spheroid hunts on the south lawn of the White House when I was president. We had Easter egg hunts. And if that offends some school administrators in Seattle, well, they can talk to my wife, Barr, and they might wind up with some spring oblate spheroids right in their faces.
What will you and Mrs. Bush be doing this Easter Sunday, sir?
Well, we're going to church, doing the family get-together thing, and watching the Ten Commandments on television.
Oh.
What a wonderful film. And I hope the kids in Seattle will be watching the Ten Commandments with their teachers and those lousy school administrators.
Well, Mr. President, we wish you and Mrs. Bush and your entire family, including President Bush 43, a very happy Easter, sir.
Stevie, I wish the same to you and to Diane and to both of your families. I wish a happy Easter to all of our Christian friends. I wish a happy Passover to all of our Jewish friends and everyone else. Well, have a nice day.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now we go back to our good friend Bill Melberg in Chicago. Bill, we're short of time. Thank you, as always. Have a wonderful Easter.
Well, you too, Stevie and Diane, a blessed Easter to you and your loved ones.
Thanks so much, Bill Melberg. And eveningwiththepresidents.com. is if you want to learn more about Bill and eveningwiththepresidents.com. Hey, I'll meet you Monday morning at Houlihan, 7 to 9 for breakfast. Right now and all day today, chance to win free breakfast for two. Call now, 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. If you would like a chance to join me for free breakfast Monday morning, I'll be there. Love to see you, whether you win or not. I have Cardinal calendars, my final Cardinal calendars to give away as well on Monday morning. So I hope you'll be able to join me. Look forward to seeing you at Houlihan's. Call now if you want. 359-CALL. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great and a blessed Easter.